Blog Talk Radio.
Hello out there. It's the Peter West Show, Saturday night, 9 o'clock, 9:11, hours of hits coming your way. Oh, we got one up and a half tonight. We got, better known as the Punishers. The Crusher was still loving. Yeah, I know those two turkey neck sample sisters. They're seedy as they come. Sample sisters. Anyway, calling in tonight. A little lady from Arizona might be showing up on two. Rabbi said he won't stop by because a young girl named Mrs. Bacon likes to listen to us. Sign you up with some kosher ham, Padre. Oh, what's in the wrestle world this week? WWE Monday night, our boy, the champion, got hauled away, and Daniel Bryan, he got beat up on television. I guess he's had a broken neck from the Big Red Machine, and, that beautiful young Paige won again. Lovely lady, great talent. Hope they don't waste her. And also, The Shield got a little revenge on the boys. So, if you want to call in, it's area code 646-915-9644. And then, who are we brought? Oh, I know, I forgot to mention, if you have children under the age of 16, please, or 18, I should say, please put them in the bed. Because we don't want little ears, put grandma in the bed. You know, she might be shocked when certain things we're going to be talking about tonight. Okay, let's see, the Brewers lost today. They were on a hot streak up in Milwaukee here. Let me see what we got going tonight. Okay. I just got done with church a couple hours ago, and at church they says, hey, do not pray to any other gods. But I don't know, maybe I'm a little sacrilegious religious this week, but tomorrow afternoon, bell time, 3 p.m., Wisconsin time, you will see two goddesses in the ring going at it. Yes, a ladies' match at Eagles Club. We got plenty of entertainment. Legacy presents for Waukesha Eagles Club. And their charities presents Rock and Roll Wrestling Legacy. Whoa, what a show they put on. Last night, it was a show in Milwaukee at the Miramir Theater. Great show put on there. I guess a guy named the Honky Tonk Man was supposed to show up. I guess his Cadillac broke down or something. Something's funny there. He didn't come in town. Tonight he was, I believe he's in Kewaskum, Wisconsin. That's up in towards Green Bay, Wisconsin. Beautiful country up there. Like I said, the Punishers are going to be on here tonight. We got Dr. X, and we got his buddy Hurricane Dudley, so maybe Stacia Stoddard, number one valet wrestler for World Wrestling Association. She said she might stop by. So I was talking with Stacia earlier this week. I says, hey, honey, you come up for Wrestle Mayhem this fall. I says, maybe we'll go up to the Dells with the family, and you can go on the on a duck ride up there. She says, duck ride? She goes, what, are you trying to say I should get intimate with Dr. X? I says, no, nothing like that. I says, we run a PG show up here. No, honey, that's those are World War II vessels that you ride on in the Wisconsin Dells. Did I mention at all that our sponsors tonight, one is Hamburger Mary's on beautiful Kinnikinnick and beautiful Bayview, Wisconsin. some of the finest shows they put on Friday night and Saturday night. We got, here it is, Merton, Wisconsin, the variety store out there. They're going to be in here in Merton, Wisconsin.
Hey, we're here for the gig.
What?
The gig, the show,
the gig.
Concert.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How you doing? Come on in. Listen, your mother be so proud you're playing my place. I had a band here last week that... Nah, forget about it. Listen, I got one plug. There it is. Band's ready? Go ahead, get started.
Roberto Cavalli, mommy with the dime frame. Hotter than tamales, you probably should be my wild thing. Tell the mother chicks, mind their own business and let us do our thing. I got to open, you open, stroking, now you're soaking weird. And I'm not from Texas, but I hold them, rope them, and I yoke they neck. You gon' make a play or two, tell me what that thing will do. Class is in session, let me just show you a thing or two. I'll strip you down to your bare minimums, and I'll lick you down. You taste like cinnamon, and I'll grab a little bit of that whipped cream. Then I'll put her on the back, hit me. Then I'll get her in the matrix, cut her like LASIK, basically make a screen. At the top of a lung, give her shortness of breath. How many times can you come before I poke you to death? Someone calling the ref. Ludacris is tired of playing. In the middle of the stage with an ass like that, you got everybody saying.
Hello, are you there, caller? Okay, you went off. What happened was we had a mute on. I'm sorry about that, caller. Why don't you try to call back right away? okay? I believe that is Dr. X was on there. Like I said, once again, girls from New York City. We had the, also Dr. X is calling back. We got a gentleman by the name of the Hurricane. He's going to be calling. Hello there. Hello, who is this? Hello, caller.
Yeah, Dr. X.
Dr. X, how you doing there?
All right, how about you?
Hey, I heard your side talk. Side kick might be calling in tonight. Twinkle Toes, is that his name or what's his name? Tell the people.
Yeah, I was supposed to have the medic from Dothan, Alabama calling in, and I don't know if Hurricane will or not. I got a email from him, said he might not be able to call in.
Okay, we're trying to get Al Patterson said he might call in from WWA. Stacey Satter might be calling in. So, hey, you notice we gave you a little invite? You and Stacey to come into Wisconsin for WrestleMania?
Hey, we'll take on all comers.
Okay. So how do you feel about having a young lady as your tag team partner? Do you ever experience something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're ready for anything, right?
I had Wendy Richter wrestle with me back in long ago.
Okay, well, we got up here, we got Legacy Pro Wrestling, okay, and this is how it happens up here, okay. Remember Freebirds? From the Freebirds from National Wrestling Association?
Yeah.
You're familiar. You're familiar about their contract, right?
As far as what?
As far as what? Oof. You must be forgetting a lot of things, good doctor. I mean, this might really rattle your feathers there down there. But up here, what we call is the Freebird contract. Okay, we have the Ross family up here. Have you ever heard of them?
The who?
The Ross family. Okay,
no,
they're from Supreme Wrestling Association. Okay, they're all over the Midwest. Okay, what we call the Freebird contract, they signed Mr. Ross, he's the manager of their group, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And how it works is he signs his contracts as the Ross family, okay, for singles, tag team, whatever there, okay? So what that means to you, okay, if I bring you up and up there as a tag team, right? And let's say you're going to wrestle the Ross family. Yeah, obviously, a lady and guy's mixed tag team, right?
Okay.
So Mr. Ross might sign the contract as the Ross family, okay? So it might be Mr. Ross and one of his boys taking you two on. Because Mr. Ross is going to say, well, it's a mixed tag team. I'm a manager. He's a wrestler. She's a valet. He's a wrestler. What do you think about that?
It don't make no difference to me. I'll beat them all up. I don't care.
Okay. And then if you bring your fellow Punisher up here, right, and you have your boy come up there, right, and you guys want to pick up and go against the Ross family, okay, I'll explain this about you, too, okay, is that when it says family, you might have Jack Black and his partner, okay, or you could have another one of his family. He has three to four different tag teams combinations, okay, and what that means is that you might be wrestling two guys, you might wrestling four guys. You might bring six guys and a manager. What do you feel about that? Do you think you can be like the Shield and step up to the plate or what?
Well, Mr. West, it doesn't make no difference to me. Like I say, I like to hurt people. It doesn't make a difference if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to get my licks in, and I'm going to keep on ticking because the doctor always wicks.
Uh-huh.
So what, hang on a second there. So it doesn't matter, but doesn't matter to you at all, right?
It doesn't matter to me at all.
Okay. I got another guy that wants to come in here. He sent a little message here. He said he's a announcer from, I believe it's called Bruce City Wrestling out of West Dallas, Wisconsin. And he wants to talk about local wrestling. By the way, Bruce City Wrestling will be running a show next Friday night. He's got a group from, I believe it's St. Louis, Missouri. Fine show. They're coming in town. And what kind of activity have you been lately, Doc?
Do what?
I said, what is your schedule coming up right now?
Nothing right now. The medic and I, down here on the Gulf Coast of the Panhandle of Florida, we're getting back together again as the Living Legends, and we'll be wrestling in the Gulf Coast area, well, Alabama, Florida, parts of Georgia. We're going to give some of these young tag team, young guys a chance to get some experience when they work with us, get beat up, know what it's all about, showing us respect.
Okay. So you guys are called Living Legends?
Yeah, that's the medic and myself. We're getting back together. Living Legends.
Won't Larry Zbyszko get a little pissed off? You know, he's known as Larry the Legend himself. You know that, right?
Well, he can come and be with us. There ain't nothing stopping Larry.
Not stopping him? Ooh, you know what my wife said? You know what Mrs. There said to me? She says, hey, you better respect Doc. She says, he said, you better watch your mouth. She says, I said, Zbyszko, honey. She thought I called you something. Yeah, that's the love of my life, you know. And then I got the granddaughter here. She says, hey, is the quack calling tonight, Grandpa? She's your number one fan.
Yeah.
She's been practicing, Doc, okay? She is going to be a third-generation wrestler when she's ready, okay? She's been practicing with the boys, and she went, when she started, when she was 4 years old, she could drop off the top rope on the grandpa with no problems whatsoever. She's a little devil right now.
Just tell her that when I get on out there, her and I, we're going to work out in the ring together.
Okay. So, anyways, she says she'd like to say hi to you a little bit. And then, where's that medic? I wonder where the rest of the people are calling tonight. Let me call. So, I got a question for you, Doc, okay?
Yeah.
I'm here when we run our shows in Wisconsin, Legacy, okay.
Hello?
Thank you.
What? Hey, we're here for the gig.
What?
The gig, the show,
the gig.
Concert.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How you?
Sorry about that. I just got caught up, cut off for a minute there. Get right.
Yeah, you're cutting in and out.
What happened? She mentioned, she said, use the P word. And we got, like I said, we're a GP show here. So I can't use the P-I-F-F. You know how to spell, don't you, Doc?
Well, I can there if I understood what you said. You're cutting in and out. If you can hear me, I lost you completely.
Sorry about that, everybody. I got kicked off again, spelling what I said. Okay, we're talking to Dr. X. Hopefully, he can call back. We got another gentleman that wants to call in on the show here. His name is Ron, I believe his name. His name is Ron Kurowska. He was a announcer for Bruce City Wrestling. He said he wants to stop by. So, and we got once again Dr. X. He was we've been in and out. Sorry about that, good doctor. Oh, there we go. So, like I said, Ron should be calling in a minute. And we have a good doctor. Hopefully he'll call back. He's probably mad at me for things I said. I apologize. I apologize for the people. While we're waiting for callers to call back, once again, Eagles Club tomorrow afternoon. Doors open at 2 o'clock, show 3 p.m. Wisconsin time. What do you call it? Like I said, 3 p.m. We got a ladies' show tomorrow night. There you go. Are you there, Doc?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Yeah, sorry about that. We had some technical problems. And the referee said he was going to call, trying to line him up. He's having little difficulties here right now. What was I going to say to you? Hey, you said you were in prison for a while because you were operating or practicing a doctor.
I was caught practicing without a license.
Okay. So what do you do now?
I was an orthopedic surgeon.
Okay. So what do you do now? You create little problems with people, like breaking legs and ankles and arms and legs. Is that what you're about now?
I've got no problem doing that.
Okay. I'll tell you one thing, Doc. We talked about this about a couple of weeks ago. I had a record, okay, and I'm not ashamed of it, okay, Doc? My record, I had one win, okay? One loss, 50 disqualifications. Okay? The man who put me out of this, his name was the Wounder. And the hole that he put me out of was the figure four leg lock. You know? I tell my kids, I tell my grandkids, I tell my neighbors, I says, do not imitate what the wrestlers are doing. These people are professional people.
Okay. That's correct.
You know, it's just that it's not a game. It's a show, but it's not a game. These people don't realize what we go through, the punishment you have. Right now I have a separated shoulder from when I was wrestling. I have Parkinson's, and that's from being knocked out, concussions. That's what my
neurologist said. Have you ever been knocked out unconscious, Doc?
Yeah, when I landed on my head.
Okay. And then, like I said, these kids, they do their backyard wrestling. They think that's cool and everything. No, don't do it. You're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Can't think of, what was that guy, the boy in WWF? He was supposed to be the new Road Warrior or new Legion of Doom. What animal? When Hawk was going through his problems?
Well, that was Heidenreich that became one of them.
Can't think what his name was. But he went and he, I believe I thought it was the Undertaker gave him a tombstone and something went wrong there and he broke his neck and became paralyzed. People think, like I said, if people think it's a game, it's no game. You know, it's like I said, it's no, nothing to play with, you know?
Yeah. No. I think Buff Bagwell suffered one of those. Well, he had a part of a broken neck or collarbone. Broke his collarbone.
Yeah. Well, you work with Bobby Heenan a lot. You know, do you remember when he broke his neck out in Japan there?
Yeah. I could say it can happen. Accidents happen.
That's what I tell my daughter. I says, hey, hon. I said, when you wrestle in the ring, I said, even being a valet looking good out there, you're not going out there and breaking a fingernail you're worrying about. You're breaking your whole body.
Right.
You know. And I told you once also, mister, okay, you said to me a lot of times when I talk to you back and forth, I say, between shows and stuff, I says, hey, you want my daughter, you give her an invite to work with you. But I tell you one thing, Doc, anything happens to her, okay, your opponent's fault, your fault, my fault, anybody's fault, okay? Somebody's going to pay if something happens to my daughter. You understand what I'm saying, mister?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're gonna walk the walk, you better know what you're doing out there, you know?
There,
if you, gets in a mixed tag team with you, you better go out there and break a leg, okay? And I'm not talking about your leg. Or her leg, I'm talking about your opponent's leg.
Like I say, you know my reputation. There's a lot of people there in the late 70s, 80s, and 90s know my reputation. I don't play games. I get in there and I do my thing. Whatever it takes to win. You don't cheat if the referee don't catch you.
And AJ said he was going to call in tonight, too. Matter of fact, he refereed a battle royal last night. You've been in a lot of battle royals. What do you think of them?
Well, I participated in them. I really don't like them because that's where you can really get hurt.
Okay. We had a guy that he was billed as Haystacks Calhoun, Jr., and the guy was, I believe, close to 400 pounds, and he fell on, matter of fact, the guy, the first guy ever wrestled, Ruben Fontes, and shattered his leg by falling on him. So that's another thing that is not fun whatsoever.
Yeah, so I've been pretty fortunate in my 40 years. You know, I've had dislocated shoulders, you know, 3 or 4 dislocated shoulders, 7 or 8 cracked ribs, bit a hole in my tongue. I probably need surgery on my rotator cuff right now, but I'm holding off on that. But other than that, yeah, I've been pretty fortunate.
What is, I was going to say, hey, you said that you you stopped around Wisconsin a few times, right? Do you realize what famous person that was born in Racine, Wisconsin. That his family still has a cheese house down there.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know that another famous person that was born in Racine.
Who is that?
That's me.
You? You're a cheesehead? Is that what you're saying?
I was a cheesehead. I was born in Racine, Wisconsin.
Okay. So you wrestle the old Memorial Hall. How did you like that?
That wasn't too bad. I liked that area. It was a lot of fun. My parents took me there when I was young there watch Wilbur Snyder, Vern Gagne, Angelo Papo, Dick the Bruiser, Vernetti Brothers. You go on and on.
Okay. Yeah, I just got a text from your partner. He said he's on the road and he won't be able to call in tonight.
Who's that? Hurricane?
Yeah, Hurricane.
Yeah.
He's right now, he said he's between Atlanta, Georgia, and he's heading north. He's got a show tomorrow night, and I thought he said either South Carolina or North Carolina, so he said he won't be able to call in tonight.
Okay, well, that's his loss.
Okay.
I wish him the best of luck on his show.
Okay. I was going to say to you, I know you work with Snyder, Dick the Bruiser.
I didn't work with him. I went to see him.
Okay. Remember Moose Cholak with the mule kick?
Who?
Moose Cholak. Remember Moose Cholak? Him and Sailor Thomas used to be tag team partners a lot.
Okay.
He's in the corner. Let's say you throw him in the corner, and I know you like to do the old the other Dr. X. I know you're double X, but the original Dr. X, he used to rake your eyes with a piece of his tooth, or a bridge, I believe it was. What was his name? Dick Beyer is his name?
Yeah, Dick Beyer was turned to Dr. X after the Destroyer.
Right, yeah. He used to use a part of his, like I said, a filling, or I know it was some kind of dental thing. And I remember in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, he wrestled Moose Cholak and raked him with his eyes in there. So Moose was in the corner, and the good doctor came up, and he kicked him a good one. He called it the mule kick. He learned his lesson there. But yet, the good doctor, he went on. So, hey, I see in your little war chest pictures, you have a picture of a belt. Are you currently a champion down south there?
Well, I retired with the West Florida Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. I never lost it.
Okay, how long did you have that belt?
It was 2 years, 3 years, somewhere around there.
Okay. Have you had any tag team belts or other mentionable belts that you'd like to talk about?
I had a couple there when I was in North Georgia there. All-pro heavyweight champion, all-pro tag team champion. I got the belts in Showcase.
Okay. What are your opinion about imitators, the people that they misrepresent themselves, okay? My partner and I, we've been talking about seeing about our budget, about bringing in. When I advertise, I normally don't put a name on there, okay? The reason is, you know, you've wrestled many times in Wisconsin and Chicago, Illinois. You did a lot of Missouri. So you know that if you come in the winter, you're not guaranteed your plane's going to come in, right?
Right.
So I don't when you come to see my show, it's a surprise, okay? When we bring names in, like yourself, we'd bring you in during the summer or early fall. That way you know you're not going to have any plane trouble, okay?
I'm not getting any younger there, so, you know, my blood is kind of thinning out a little bit.
Hey, we got another phone call. Let's see who it is, good doctor. And 1 second. Who's calling today?
It'll be me.
Me? Who the heck's me? Give a name out there. I got Dr. X on the line right now. Who are we talking to?
This is Artrell.
Oh, Mr. Jones, how you doing, sir?
Doing good.
I told the doctor you put a heck of a show on there when I checked you out. You were doing a refereeing a battle royal. What do you think about that? Yeah. Is that the first time you ever did a battle royal?
Referee-wise, yes.
Okay. Want to say hi to good doctor? Hey, doc, why don't you say hi to Mr. Wet Behind the Ears here, referee. He needs glasses.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Not too bad.
That's good.
AJ
yeah.
has a wrestling show on Monday night. It's called, what is it called, AJ?
Wait, what about Monday night?
Yeah, what is your Monday night show?
Oh, WFSO Aftermath.
Okay. And what time does that come on?
That'd be 10:30 p.m. Central Time.
Okay. And then who's your partner that she has a show on Wednesday night again?
That would be Hazel.
And what is her show called?
She has two shows, actually. She has Hazel Runs Her Mouth. That'd be on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Central Time. And she has another one that's Friday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time.
Oh, okay. So, hey, some of the people that I talked to after your show that they kind of did a little text and said, hey, this happened last night and that happened. They called you Mr. Fast Hands. What do you think about that? Is there a reason why they called you Mr. Fast Hands or what?
Hey, I wish I knew.
Hey, Dr. X, what do you think of a referee that has fast hands? Why don't you talk to this young boy and give him a little lesson?
As long as he knows how to count, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, okay, just know how to count 1, 2, 3. Okay. Cool with that.
So, hey, I heard a little rumor that you got a show coming up. Is that true, AJ?
In a way, I do, yes.
The way you do. Okay. Well, we don't want to let the cat out of the bag, okay, for Mr. AJ. Yes. When are you making the big announcement?
June 2nd.
June 2nd. Hey, do you think you might have a spot for the good doctor?
I don't know.
Hey, doctor, this is a good time. Why don't you sell your stuff? Tell him who you are, okay? This is a young man, okay? He's a promoter. He did a show last year at Summerfest. Are you familiar with Summerfest, Doc?
I heard about it.
You heard about it? Okay. That's where when the Christian was alive, he used to go down there and do a few polka dances. Okay? You know, the doctor was originally from Racine, Wisconsin, AJ?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Tell him, Doc.
Yeah, I got out of there in 1965. I got away from the snow.
I understand.
And that's like his beautiful fiance there. Her brother wrestled, what was that, for Ring of Honor in England?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Doc, have you ever been to England, or are you like Elvis?
Do I know?
I said, have you ever been to England? Are you like Elvis?
Adrian Street was going to bring me over there one time there, and I said, nah, I don't need to go there. I'm going to stay in the U.S.
Okay. So what do you thinking about that? What do you think about you two think about foreign wrestlers? Okay, like Miss Paige, she's from England. Doc, when you were in full time in the business there for WCW, NWA, AWA, do you ever do a stint in WWF at all?
No, I like to wrestle Steven Regal once in a while.
Okay, Steven Regal. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, he's from England.
Okay, what's your opinion, AJ, of the foreign people?
Well, I'm glad they're getting the exposure that they need, and it's nice to have like international stars out there, and especially if they're very good too.
Uh huh. Hey, By the way, I got a little phone call, mister, and I'm going to put you on the spot right now, okay? Are you there? AJ?
Yeah.
Okay. I made a little announcement, okay? I had to do a little promotion about the Sizzler coming up June 28th in Waukesha,
right.
An outside event, okay? Now, I mentioned that Wrestle Mayhem's coming on, okay?
Right.
And I mentioned that my daughter, Stacey Stoddard, was thinking of flying in from Arizona. I was thinking of bringing the good doctor in if he's not locked up, okay, as a mixed tag team, right?
Okay.
And I get this phone call from somebody, and they said, hey, this AJ guy has a certain show coming up, okay? And I'm not
mm-hmm.
even going to mention the date because the person that called me is supposed to be on your show. And he says this turkey neck from Milwaukee wants to bring my the good doctor, and my daughter for his show. Is that just a rumor, or what's this crap going on, you know?
Right.
Huh? I really don't know.
What's that?
I mean, the gentleman that called my house about this situation that said you offered my daughter and you're thinking about asking the good doctor to come in. You said, hey, if that, Peter West is so good looking, maybe his daughter is good looking like him, so maybe I should bring the daughter in. What do you think about that, Doc?
Right now, it's like I'm not going to spoil anything just yet, but anything can happen. Let's just leave it that way.
Okay. And then, hey, Doc, are you still there? Yeah, go ahead. Third generation Pete Sickle, you know, he put his 2 cents in. I don't know if you realize that, too, when I mentioned about your daughter and my daughter and you in the same sentence.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's been running around his lot, you know. He's. I don't know if you know, he came out with a new pair of running shoes. They're called Sickles, right? You know,
he
went with. Would you like to get him in the ring, maybe?
Hey, if he wants to get in the ring with Dr. X, hey, bring it on.
Yeah, you know, he's a third generation Sickle, right? There's a lot of Sickles in his family.
That ain't no problem.
Okay.
I can be Sickle just like the rest of them, you know.
Uh-huh.
You never know what I'm going to have. You know, I might have brass knuckles in my trunks. I might have chloroform in my trunks, you know. I might have rope. Ain't no telling what Dr. X carries with him.
Hey, is your beautiful bride around there, AJ?
Yes, she is.
Does she want to say hello to the good doctor? She got a minute there or no?
She's a little busy at the moment.
She's always busy. You know, that's good. You know, that's just like I believe the same thing, you know. I keep my wife
right.
busy all the time, you know. So I won't even go into that because I used to be a Catholic and we believe pregnant and barefoot. Can I say that on this show, by the way?
You can say whatever you want.
You already said it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got kicked off twice tonight. What do you think about it, AJ?
You got
a record? Twice, they shut me down. Am I right or wrong, Doctor?
Yeah, I lost you twice.
I used the P word on here. And I just said,
that's, it's not a record, but...
I said to the doctor, I said, were you with the P off, you know? And all of a sudden, tick, that was it. We were off the air. And I came in and I said, hey, I apologize, Doc. I shouldn't use that word. And I spelled the word. Click, we were off. So, hey, I know you're tired from the show last night. I suppose, are you going to go to bed a little early? Are you coming out to see the beautiful women tomorrow?
I'm going to try my best to try to make it up there tomorrow.
Oh. Hey, AJ, let me ask you a question. You wear a referee shirt, right?
Right.
Okay. We have a lot of problems down here in the panhandle here in Florida. People trying to referee look sloppy.
We're here for the gig.
What?
Sorry about that. You guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
What'd you say? Hey, Mason Man or something there, Mr. West?
That's the third time we got kicked off, Doc.
You keep booting me out there. I'm going to climb through the telephone there and kick some booty.
Hey, what kind of people are you looking to bring in, AJ? Can you give us a little hint about your people?
I'm trying to bring like the best in that Wisconsin has to offer.
Okay. Hey, I heard you had a little doc. Was she one who brought me to attention? You said you were really ticked off. You were one of the wrestlers that were really ticked off because AJ ran that contest from our studio, and they had a the wrestler of the year, and you were involved in that. What was that boy's name that won that contest, AJ?
The person that won it is C.O. Jones.
C.O. Jones. What do you think about that, Doc? Tell him what you said to me. You were so ticked off that you weren't even in the contest. One of the best wrestlers of all time.
Well, first of all, I can't understand you. Say again.
I said, when you called me the other day, you said you went off the handle because you heard this young man won the best wrestler of 2013, and you said you should have been eligible for that title.
Yeah, I should have been eligible for a lot of things there, but, I assume the fans voted him in. Correct?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, see. Fans hate me, so.
Hey, why don't you line that young boy up against the doctor? The doctor is hungry. He likes a little meat every once in a while, don't you, Doc?
More the merrier.
Huh? You think you can maybe chew him in? Maybe him? Maybe you could, the boy is a rookie, okay? I've seen him wrestle. Doc, and I'm going to be honest, okay, he probably needs a little help. Do you think maybe you could take on him and Pete Cycle or Sickle or whatever the guy's name is?
That'd be, if he takes off his running shoes and put on wrestling boots.
What do you think about that, AJ? You think like the swing a little chin-chong, as you would say? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to get what you mean by that.
What do you think? You think you could line a young boy up and Pete Sickle from up north in a handicap?
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. Hey, I got a good question. Hey, hey, Doc.
Sure.
If we could bring a certain, do you know the term jobber?
Yeah.
Okay. You probably remember this young boy, okay? He used to wrestle for the AWA. He wrestled for NWA. He wrestled for WWF, you know. So the people, you know, like I told you, I yelled at my daughter last time you two were talking together, and I said, do not use wrestling terms on my show. Okay.
Oh, you're gonna bring in my buddy Jerry the King Lawler, huh?
Yeah. What you know what they call a jobber is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Those are can I say this? Lowest form of life in wrestling? Is that a good term?
Yeah, they make a lot of people look good.
Oh, so you're saying my good friend, Nature Boy there, AJ, could even be Pretty Boy wrestling against him look good, right?
Yeah. Well, if he doesn't look good, he'll look good after I teach him a few things, put it that way.
Hey, do you think we could bring Mr. Big Button out of retirement and maybe he, Doctor, could get him a few lessons, AJ?
It'll be worth seeing.
You know who I'm talking about, Mr. Big Behind?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a jobber up here, okay? And I would
let Hurricane Dudley take care of him.
See, now we got another thing lined up there for you, AJ. What do you think about that, huh?
That is a good lineup.
Hey, you know, we could really disgrace this boy. Why don't we just have my daughter wrestle him? And we'll have Dr. X and the other Punisher being two referees. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, you've seen some videos of my daughter. You think she could probably kick some butt, right?
Wait, I haven't seen any video yet.
You haven't seen. Okay, but I think that would be talk of town right there. Okay, do you have any tag teams that maybe the good doctor? And a Hurricane would take up against that you might be able to offer them.
Hmm.
That's what we're talking about now.
That's something to talk about. But hold on, I'll be back.
Okay. So that's a good AJ right there. He's one of the upcoming promoter out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He puts on a show. At Summerfest, he runs the radio park. He ran a show at Summerfest last year. Excellent. Summerfest has some of the biggest draws for their shows there,
uh-huh.
Music, a lot of partying. AJ brought a show down there. Delayed some of the starts of some of the live music that night so that the people could finish enjoying their show there.
Is it an outdoor show?
Pardon?
Is it an outdoor show?
Yes, it was an outdoor show. The show he's coming back when AJ stops back here, I don't know if that's an outdoor show, but it's a Friday night. I got to shut my mouth on the date. AJ, is that an outdoor show too or not?
What's that?
Your show. Doc wants to know, he wants to know if is it going to be an indoor show, outdoor show, or are you going to the outdoor show and say we got to come in, you know? Doc wants to know the truth. I mean, he doesn't want you to piss on his shoulder and say it's raining. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I better not say that again. What do you think, AJ? Are you going to have indoor show or outdoor show?
It'll be indoor.
Yep. Indoor.
Yeah, yep. It's all right to have outdoor shows, but, you know, you have to be very careful to make sure that you have ravens going all around the ring. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, myself and Brown. He's a professional wrestler. I think he's retired now, but he used to play for lineman for the Atlanta Falcons. Him and I were wrestling there. We had about a little over 1,200 people on the ground, and they didn't have no security railings or anything else around the ring, just wide open. And we were going at it pretty good on the ground there, and somebody kicked me in the head, and that kind of upset me, and I don't know how many people I busted when I got up off the ground. But that can be very dangerous. So you have outdoor shows, make sure you have a security railing going all around the ring to keep these people away. That's just a little piece of advice.
What kind of, did you get stabbed once, Doc?
Do what?
Man, didn't you get stabbed once? I thought it was.
No, I had. I had a few of them come after me with a knife.
Hold on again, guys. I'll be right back.
Okay. I'm sending. Are you there, Doc?
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Okay. I know Dick Breyer. When he worked the Dr. X angle, he used to wrestle Victor the Bear. You ever wrestle any kind of animal?
No.
You haven't?
Nope.
What's your opinion about people like Jake the Snake? He used to bring a snake in. There's some other people. My daughter, she said she wanted to bring a snake in because she manages a group called the Scorpions out in Arizona.
Okay.
So you think
she wants to bring in what?
A couple of guys called the Scorpions, and she owns a couple of Scorpions.
Yeah, well, you tell Stacy you need to keep those Scorpions.
You don't like Scorpions, Doc?
No.
I thought where you live, they have lots of critters. I thought those little critters like alligators and crocodiles and stuff like that.
Alligators is one thing. Scorpions is another.
Do you ever have an alligator take a little swim in your pool down there?
No, not yet.
I know you already think... I know you always call me a hillbilly and say, come on down. I mean, enjoy myself down in your pool. But I figured I read about the alligators and crocodiles and snakes down there. I told my wife, I said, should we go down there? My wife says, heck no. I'm not going down there.
Not unless they can climb up 4.5 feet into the pool. It's about 24-foot above-ground pool.
Oh, it is. Okay. See, Mama, you don't have to worry about that, Pool. Yeah, she's kind of, she's predictable about animals. She don't, I said, hey, let's go to Disney World. And she says, I don't like rats. That's the kind she is, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe if we do that, maybe we'll bring Mr. Pug along. I got a Puggle here. You have any dogs or any animals at all down there?
And do I know?
Do you have any animals down by you?
Oh, that stay with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a white cat named Ghost.
Are you back there yet, JJ?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. So, you know, tomorrow night, I got to do a little advertising there. I told the good doctor about, and the good people out here listening, about our show at the Eagles Club tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock. We got two ladies going at it. Remember, if you bring, Robert along and Hazel, make sure she puts her hands over his eyes when the ladies are wrestling. You know, my daddy said, if you look at those women, you're going to go blind. And, you know, I came the first time I got the pleasure of visiting you. He said, hey, Mr. Venice, why are you having Coke bottles on your head? Because those aren't Coke bottles, my man. Those are glasses.
Hey, Mr. West, who's your tag team champion?
Who are my tag team champions? The Demons.
No. Yeah, Demons. Who's your tag team champion there for Legacy World Wrestling?
For Legacy?
Yeah.
We got Legacy I don't have. That's a different show. They've Mr. Patterson has the Black Demons. Okay. You don't want to mess with them, Doc, okay? I'm going to do you a favor. I'll bring you up to my league, okay? I don't think you and your partner want to wrestle the Demons. Okay?
Oh, you don't want us to hurt them?
No, I don't, you know, I feel real bad, okay? That's just what I just want to say that, okay? I don't want to get you hurt. I don't want your partner to get hurt, okay?
Well, you're talking about 6'4", 275, 280 pounds. 5'11", 233 pounds. Been in the business for about 15 million years. You think we're scared?
Okay. Well, we got a couple of a few gentlemen in here. They're three guys. They're called the, what do you call them? They're called the Urban Horsemen up here. Okay. Mr. Mustafa. You know Mr. Mustafa, AJ?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you give him a little information about him?
Mustafa?
Okay, so Mustafa,
did you say
yes.
Did you say
Mustafa? His name is. Okay.
Oh, Xavier Mustafa.
Did he wrestle Smoky Mountain Wrestling?
No. This gentleman is 450 pounds and does a moon flip off the top rope onto you. Have you ever had 450 pounds on your body, Doc?
Yeah, I had 525 pounds on my body, and that was the man, Andre the Giant. So you think I'm scared?
Well, then his partner, he's just a little guy, okay? They call him... His nickname is Gary Coleman, okay? But you don't want to miss him. We like to prefer to call him as, call me Mr. T.C. Washington, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You call yourself dirty. Hey, when he gets done with you, Doc, you're going to have to talk to the Mr. Clean. They help you on the plane.
You know the old saying that, Rick Flair was the dirtiest player in the game. We'll ask Rick who's the dirtiest player in the game now that he's retired. You talk about another dirty player, ask the Dudleys.
And what are you guys known as? I know some. I've been joking. I've been telling you that you guys are known as the Apple Sisters, rotten to the core, city as you see as you come. But you guys are known as the Punishers, right?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
Yeah, we are the Punishers.
What are you guys known as, the Punishers or what?
We are the Punishers when we go out of state.
Okay.
Hey, we're in court, I've got another tag team partner named The Medic from Dothan, Alabama.
You're talking
about another dirty player.
Okay. And what's his, why do they call him The Medic? I know they had a couple medics out in L.A. Is he one of the medics, the original medics from Los Angeles out there that worked in WWE with Blassie and with Red Bastien?
It might be. You'd have to ask him. He was supposed to call in, but he didn't call in. Kind of disappointed there. I guess I'll have to take him aside there and have a talk with him.
Hey, Jay, do you have any tag teams that you want to put against?
Oh, what's that?
I said, do you have any tag teams you'd be like to put against Dr. X and a medic, or maybe against the Punishers?
Man, a lot that I can think of. It's like a lot of them I can think of. There's UAT, there's... Oh, who else? It just as of late, it just seems like ain't that many tag teams. It's like they all going on their own and stuff. But that's the only team I can think of right back in my mind is UAT.
Okay. What about ladies? What if my daughter came in? Do you have an opponent for my daughter that's worthy to wrestle her? Or do you just want her to come as a valet and strut her stuff? I mean,
something to think about.
Hey, AJ, I got a girl for you. Her name is Miss Fire. She's from Dothan, Alabama. She's the daughter of the medic. She's been in pro wrestling now for about 17, 18 years, 19 years, somewhere around there. That's a good woman to bring on up from Dothan, Alabama, there to Wisconsin, there to take on. She'll even take on a man. She has wrestled Rick and Scott Steiner, Buff Bagwell, Greg the Hammer Valentine. She has wrestled a couple girls from TNA. She knows her stuff, and she teaches karate and all that stuff too. That's the name you might keep in mind.
What do you think about that, AJ? I talked to
just
a good
bit,
doctor.
I don't know, it sounds interesting.
AJ, you know, he's kind of shy under the gun, you know what I'm saying? Doc?
Who, me?
Because, you know, when I explained to him about my daughter's situation, when he was thinking about bringing my daughter in, I'm going to tell you a thing right now. The same thing I told to the doctor, okay? If you think about bringing my daughter in, okay, she flies in from Arizona, okay, to work one of your shows. This is what I told a good doctor. I said, if something happens to her, okay? Something happens to her in or outside of the ring, okay? Her fault,
okay.
The person she's managing, the woman she's taking with, the man she's taking up with, or you, or me, or somebody in the audience, she gets hurt, okay, when I get done with you or that Dr. X, something happens to my daughter, okay, you listen real close. My wife beat me with a frying pan, or Hazel beat me with that walking cane of hers. You're going to have, those are going to be some of your better days. You understand what I'm saying? I'm very protective of her, okay? AJ?
Yeah.
No. When I was wrestling as the Wolfman, okay, I got kicked out of professional wrestling. You know why, AJ?
What was that?
Myself and the Untouchables, we had a personal problem. You know what kind of personal problem?
Mm-hmm.
We personally like to go out and hurt people. Okay? I'm in the same category as Dr. X. I still have one. I still can come out. I still can climb in the ring. What do you think about that, Doc?
Well, when I get on up there, you and I will get in the ring there. I'll see what you got there, and then I'll let you know.
So you're calling me out? Is that what you're saying? Huh?
You want me to call you out?
That's what I'm asking you right now, Doc. No crap, okay? Don't jerk me around, okay?
I don't want you to get hurt. I said, I see what you got. If I think you got what it takes, then there's no problem. But if I think you're going to get hurt, I'm going to tell you the best thing you can do is take a seat by ringside, hold on to the chair, and play the music.
I'll tell you what, Doc. I'm going to tell you one thing right now. Okay, you call me out, okay? You call me out. I'll tell you one thing. You try to put that figure four leg, okay? You'll probably go home with no legs. How's that sound?
Oh, you want me to put you in a figure four? Is that what you said?
No, I said you were tempted. You go back with two broken legs where you came from.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh. Well, you gotta remember now. I come at you all kind of ways. Hey, I got the X Factor. I got the claw. I got the figure four leg line. You never know what pole I'm gonna use.
So you want to? Would you want to referee this thing, AJ, or what?
Sure. Oh my.
Huh? I'll tell you what. If you can get the doctor up here, if he wants to call me out, I'll tell you what. I'll put purse against purse, okay? And I'm not talking about the purse you walk around during the day, Doc. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
I thought you were talking about that suitcase that you carry around.
What did you say, Doc?
I said, I thought you were talking about that suitcase you carry around.
Hey, don't talk about my suitcase, okay? You see how he talks to me, AJ? Huh?
Yep.
Well, I know you're very protective of that suitcase.
Hey, you'll never know what's in that suitcase, young man, okay?
Hey, well, I appreciate you calling me young. That makes me feel good. You made my night.
I made your night. AJ, he tell you, I still got a... How did you say that the other day, AJ? You said that the might have a little snow on the mountain, but there's still a lot of fire inside. Is that what you were saying about me, AJ?
I didn't say anything.
See how he is? AJ, he's one of the most quietest guys in town. So, hey, is the missus available yet, or what's Hazel up to so she can talk to a good doctor?
Wait, what's that?
I said, where's Hazel?
She's still busy.
She's still busy? Was she cooking or what?
She's doing stuff for Maddie's memory.
Oh, I was going to say at 10:30 at night she's busy? I was going to ask her what she's doing, but I said no.
Yeah, she's one busy lady. She just she runs a foundation. What is it called? Maddie's Foundation. AJ. What is the foundation you people run up there in Milwaukee? What is it called? Matte, right? Is that how you pronounce your son's name?
Oh, like Maddie's memory is Mattiesmemory.
Yeah. Good cause, Doc. Good AJ there in Hazel. They lost a little boy at birth. And they run a foundation out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that they help different families out. And just
good.
They are just the kindest people you'd ever want to meet, Doc. So, but the only thing, Doc, is if AJ invites you up here for a show, okay, don't have him cook for you and say, hey, Doc, save a little money. Go for the restaurant, come by my house, have for breakfast, okay? I came over by your house one morning and
come by your house and had breakfast? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Anyway, Hazel is in the bathroom there praying to the porcelain god. I says, what is she, pregnant or something? You got morning sickness? She hollered out of there, no. She said, AJ, cook breakfast again. What do you think about that, Doc?
If you say so.
So, hey, why don't you tell AJ what all happened? AJ, let your doctor and the other people let them know what happened at the show last night. Some of the results.
I refereed a first match. It was a decent match. Team trying to Brown Sugar and El Torico or something like that. Brown Sugar had won the match. Thought I did a good, decent job, at least a reffing. The other matches, like, I was just too busy with everything. I didn't see it. But the Battle Royal was pretty okay, too. And I guess the winner of that Battle Royal will get a title shot.
Okay. And when are they bringing back the next show?
Their next show would be actually 3 weeks from today.
Okay. And then heard a little rumor that Honky Tonk Man didn't show up last night. A lot of people disappointed.
Some people were disappointed.
Can you give a little inside information on there, or your mouth taped again?
Let's just say it's personal reasons that he didn't show up. The only one I can't really say much. I just say is like it was kind of a conflict of him not showing up. So we can just leave it that way.
Okay. So, well, whatever it was,
he was in the big rock and roll.
Do you ever have a point to not show up when you're supposed to wrestle, Doc?
Nope, I never missed an appointment. I never no-showed an organization since I've been wrestling.
Okay.
And I'll be there.
I heard a little rumor that usually when you're going into a different wrestling, different organization, I heard a little rumor that you like to fly in prior, let's say if you're booked in August, you'll come to a July show and see who your opponent is. Any truth to that, or is that just a rumor? Because you like to come in and check out your opponents live.
Who's this now?
I said I had a rumor that, like you, if you're in the area, you might just pop into the show without your mask, so people don't know who you are, to check out an opponent that's coming up. Any truth to that, or is that just a little rumor?
I, I used to do that occasionally.
Do you ever come out of the locker room to check out different people?
No, not really. I pretty much stay in the locker room there.
Okay. Yeah, when I worked with in UWA years ago, and I had a night off, you go to the arena when Nick Bockwinkel first came in, and one of our managers, Thunderbolt Williams, he used to work a lot of Chicago shows, and I met Nick. Very nice gentleman, and Nick used to, whoever he'd be wrestling next month, he used to come out and watch his different opponents and everything, study them. Do you ever get a chance to wrestle the great Nick Bockwinkel?
No. Like I said, the last real good matches that I've had here within the last year and a half, 2 years, was with Sika the Wild Samoan, 12-time WWF Tag Team Champions.
Mm-hmm.
Family. I wrestled him a couple times while down here in this area. Beat him both times. And I see where he is going to get back in the room for APW down here out of Pensacola, Florida. So I tweeted him, told him I wouldn't mind a third time getting in the ring with the big, bad, wild Samoan, Sika.
Okay.
But I hadn't heard anything.
Yeah, I had some information sent up to me. Is that the Bullet Son that's doing his benefit this summer?
Yeah, they got a couple of them. They got one down here in July in Milton, Florida, and they got one in Knoxville, Tennessee in July. Brad Armstrong benefit for his daughter. Wrestlers don't get nothing. All the money goes to his daughter for college. They made a pact, the Armstrongs did. And there'll probably be quite a few shows for that young lady there so she can get through college there.
Oh. Hey, we might have another caller coming in here in a couple minutes. Got a little text here. Mr. Bacon said he was thinking of calling in. 1 second there, I just got to do some typing. So, are you going to be a part of that action? Doc?
I threw my hat in my name in the hat there in Knoxville, Tennessee. I haven't heard anything back. You know, you got so many wrestlers, young wrestlers, and, you know.
Okay, I see AJ had to get off here.
Big name wrestlers. So. But I haven't heard anything back from them.
So did you hear that, speaking of different organizations and whatever, big-time wrestlers, did you hear that Vinny's not a billionaire anymore? Or don't you follow that?
The what now?
You hear that the great Vince McMahon is not a billionaire anymore?
No, I hadn't heard that. I heard something about the stocks weren't doing too good.
Exactly, yeah. He lost his shirt the other day. Yeah, he went and they were re-signing with, what the heck is that called, USA Network. And I guess he, what do you call it, it's what NBC, and I think NBC is owned by the Pope in the Vatican. I think he pissed off Pope a little bit about different things.
and they said he's not a millionaire anymore, or a billionaire. He's still a millionaire. Do you ever follow his show at all?
Every once in a while I'll watch it. I like to watch Sika's family, Roman Reigns and the Usos.
Oh, okay. The Shield and the Yeah.
I never wrestled Roman, but I've wrestled both Jimmy and Jay there. We had a show down there that she could put on in Pensacola, Florida. And, myself and the Texas Rough Rider, I wrestled Jimmy and Jay. So I kind of followed them, seeing how they made it to WWE and Roman.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed in Vinny, okay? And the reason why is that when you advertise the way you have your shows one way and your principles, okay, you know, like he calls himself a PG show. I don't know if you're aware of that. For a while there. And the reason I ask about it is that he comes out there and he acts like he's not going to offend anybody. But the other hand, he turns around and does that. Okay? I'll give you a little example. For a while ago, he was running, I think they still do it, they run the anti-bullying campaign.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I know you are a true gentleman, okay? And that's going to tell you right now, Doc. I love working with you. Other promoters love working with you, Doc. You're a true gentleman, okay? In the ring, okay, you're a, I don't want to get kicked off the show, but you do your thing, right?
I do my thing.
You're one of the dirtiest guys in wrestling, okay? And I respect that, okay? But outside of the ring,
I make no bones about it. I am not a nice guy. People hate me. That's what I get paid for.
I've seen you as just I've seen you when you did the Double X thing and the Dr. X thing. People say the same thing. No pun intended, but we ruffle your feathers a little bit. The fans do, you know. But you never give a negative statement to people. Okay.
They pay their money to see a show, and a show that they get.
Okay. The reason why I say that is, hey, he had an anti-bullying campaign, but yet he had Reebok haze somebody. And people will say, well, what is hazing? Okay, well, he had a young rookie, and he told the guy, take your wrestling equipment and put it in the shower and turn the shower on.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what they call a bully. Okay? Believe me, I've talked to many people that work with you. They said the doc was never that way. You know, you're a true gentleman inside the ring. Not inside the ring, but I'm saying outside of the ring. When in the dressing room, you respect other people. If a rookie comes up and says, hey, doc, I've seen you put the figure four leg lock on. I've seen you put the full Nelson, half Nelson, the stretcher on a person. You got pile drive from Mad Dog Vachon many times. You might have got the tombstone when the Undertaker was in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. What do I expect? You know,
well,
say, and they said
been dropped on my head too many times, but I'm still here.
Right, but I'm just saying you tell the rookies what you what to expect. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I get approached by a lot of young wrestlers in the dressing room, you know, asking for advice, which I have no problem on giving, you know. And for all these young wrestlers that are listening out there, don't go into a locker room thinking you're all big and bad, that nobody can touch you. Go introduce yourself. I, to this day, after 40-some years, Been there and done that. First thing I do when I go in the locker room, I'll go over there and introduce myself, shake hands, hug. I'm not stuck up. I'm not no better than anybody else. That's respect.
Okay. And then another thing is he had a campaign, one of his, we talked about this a while ago, a gentleman came out that was, had a different alternative lifestyle, as they say. And so he got on a bandwagon about that, so that he shouldn't be harassing these people, right? So then Monday night on his show there, right, the gentleman, I can't think what his name is, he's from England, young gentleman there, he comes out with all the dancers and the party people, okay?
Last name is Rose?
Yeah, Rose, exactly. So he goes and the manager, I can't think what his name is, the guy with the beard, the All-American gentleman.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
The hillbilly there. So he goes and he says to, he talks about this young guy from England. He said he shouldn't be allowed in America because he hangs around with too many men. Okay. What, I mean, I know what he's talking about. You know what he's talking about. And the people darn well know what he's talking about, right? But
yeah.
Yet, Vince McMahon has a campaign that says, hey, these people are off limits. You know what I'm saying? Your lifestyle has nothing to do with wrestling, so shut your mouth about it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People need, you know, people should be respected, no matter what, you know, whatever color they are, whatever religion they are, whatever style, lifestyle they have, that's their own business. You know, it's like in my day, in your day too, you work with many different people, okay? And this is what I told so many people too. Until you walk into their shoes, I don't want to hear about the way they talk. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know, I'm just, I mean, that's what the world is, the problem we have with this world. Right now,
yeah.
So, I taught my children that you respect others. I teach my granddaughter and my grandsons you respect the other people. Okay. I got a, you know, I have Parkinson's, right?
Yeah.
And Sunday tomorrow. If Kathy DeLight can't make it to announce, I might be doing some announcing, okay? Well, my hand shakes, okay? They know I'm an ex-wrestler, and I get comments like this, and this is from the young rookies that come in. They say, hey, Wolf, what kind of drugs were you on that you shake? You burnt out and crap like this.
Oh, yeah.
You know? My daughter, she hates that. When they, my daughter Jessie, she has what do you call it? She used to have seizures, you know, and she can tell you that people are disrespectful. She had a hard time in school. She belonged to the Girl Scouts. They kicked her out of Girl Scouts because she has seizures. They go, we can't have a child like that having seizures in the Girl Scouts. You know, that's just. You know, there's just too many people misunderstood her all her life. They still they don't understand her.
So too many people jump to conclusions.
Exactly.
People learn, mind their own business, the better off they'd be.
So, okay. Hey, it's getting late, Doc. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let the people go. Okay? So I'm looking forward to hooking up with you. We're looking at next week. I believe we're still going to be on at 9 to 11. Once you get a hold of that medic, okay?
Yeah, I have to find out what happened there.
Yeah. And hopefully your other tag team partner, he might be able to have a chance to call in. Maybe Stacia, maybe she'll call in and say hi.
Try to get Al on that line there.
Yeah, I got to find out what happened to Al, okay? Things are going right. Little things in his department there, we're having little problems there. He's, if I'm not mistaken, maybe he went up to Minnesota. He was just by a ring up there, one of Vern's old things. So that's where he was. Once again, I got a show tomorrow night at the Eagles Club, Waukesha, Wisconsin. We got the ladies.
Hopefully, you ought to pack the house again.
Exactly. He's gonna. I feel like Elvis because we're gonna have girls. Okay.
All right.
I got a question for you. I got Summer Sizzle coming up, and then we got a promotion, co-promotion with Al Patterson, WWE Superstars of Wrestling, a show called Wrestle Mayhem. Okay. Some of the people that appeared on there for one of the shows we ran, one of the first shows we had, we had Randy Savage on that show. We had Bob Orton Jr. on that show. Ronnie Garvin, is that how you pronounce his name?
Garvin, yeah.
The man, the Hands of Steel. We had Wahoo McDaniel's nephew, he was on there. Hey, we got a quick caller. Maybe we'll stay on 1 second there. Okay, Doc? Caller, who are you?
Hello, Peter. It's your son-in-law.
Hey, how you doing? This is TJ Bacon. How you doing there? Doc, why don't you say hi to my
son? How you doing? I have your daughter here, too.
Hey, the rabbi was going to call tonight, but he heard you were going to be on the – you were Sarah might call in. He said he doesn't want nothing to do with Bacon. What do you think about that?
I think that's actually rather funny and slightly offending to have the last name Bacon and be offending another culture, especially when you have it on your license plates.
See how he gets offended?
Mentioning being offending by having the last name Bacon and using the trademark Got Pork for a video game handle, they tried to get me kicked off of Microsoft Xbox for having the Got Pork logo.
What do you think about that, Doc?
You got pork, did you say?
Yes, my last name is Bacon. So, got bacon and got pork. I was thinking about registering and trademarking, and I offended somebody by having that that name, and it must have offended some culture that is against eating pork.
Yeah, that falls back to what Mr. West and I were talking about. People mind your own business, the world would be a much better place to live in.
That's pretty much so what I did. I basically called into Microsoft to make sure I wasn't going to get booted off of their gaming system for having that or offending them, and they said absolutely not because it didn't stand for anything. It was another culture that didn't like pork.
Right.
So I found it amusing.
Okay. You, TJ, you lived in Florida for a while, right? Did you go down to see any of the wrestling shows down there?
I can say that I did. I was I moved back up here to Wisconsin when I was 12, so my stepdad at the time wasn't into it, so I never got to really get into it. I had some friends that were into watching it back when, Hulk Hogan was still wrestling. I remember that when I was about 8 or 9 years old.
Okay. Hey, Tazak, how you feel about that when Sarah told you that her dad was a professional wrestler at one time? Well, what was your first reaction?
Were you, I'm sorry, Pete, were you directing that question to me?
Yeah. I said, what was your first reaction when you found out that your future daddy-in-law was is a professional wrestler at one time?
That's actually funny because I didn't know that. I was baffled beside myself. We were watching a show earlier called The Goldbergs, and the second to the last episode that was played was about him being a wrestler. And I said to Sarah, I said, your dad likes wrestling. Was he ever into wrestling or a wrestler? And she said, yes. And I looked at her and I said, you have got to be joking me. And that was actually a really weird coincidence that you would ask me that question. And I didn't know that you wrestled.
Okay. Yeah, so it was, well, we turn, okay, they call wrestling, they call wrestling rats, okay? If everybody ever called my daughter that, they'd get the wet slapped out of their mouth. But Sarah, Andy, and the twins were what we call wrestling brats, okay? They used to go with Dad, different shows that I worked with Al Patterson. And they just loved it. Are you there, Doc, still?
Yeah, go ahead.
We ran a show of Milwaukee. We did the first Afrofest in Milwaukee at the arena. And Al used to run Afrofest at the, what do they call it, Summerfest grounds, okay? I got to tell you a quick little funny little story. We had the kids at Afrofest, okay, we ran a show there, and we had Macho Man Savage was one of the people down there, and he wrestled Al Patterson for his championship. And Mama says to me, hey, I want some corn. Go find some corn, right? So I went to get the corn. I brought it back, and she heard this pop, 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 and she thought it was a gun. And the cops were running back past us and everything, and she says, this is enough, I'm getting out of here, I had enough, you know. But cops stopped us and they said, hey, there's nothing to worry about it, some kids had some firecrackers, that's all that was going on down there. So, but like I said, Sarah can tell you sometimes, ask her, TJ, she can tell you stories and a half about the old man. So
I was really shocked that you did wrestling, were in wrestling, and all this time out of nowhere just watching a TV show. I said, did your dad ever do, you know, like wrestling either in high school or outside of that? And she said, yeah, and I was like floored. That would be the word. I was like, get out of here. I did not know that. That's one thing I did not know about you 12 years now.
Okay. You know me, you know I'm very low-key, okay? When we have a disagreement, family disagreement or whatever, I've always been low-key. I've never, some people get violent if you know, I'm just saying, if you have an argument or whatever, I don't take sides. Like you said, you've known me, what, 12 years now that you two have been married?
We've been married for 9 years, this June 18th.
Okay. So, you know, Dad Quigley never gets goes to one side or another, okay? The reason that is, and Doc can tell you the same thing, in his personal life, his family life, we do not get aggressive. Okay, the reason that is, okay, I'm an old man, Doc's up there, okay, we can't per se get an how do you say it, altercation, okay? And the reason this is because Doc, being a professional wrestler, myself, we are actually considered lethal weapons. Is that how that goes, Doc?
Yeah, we're dangerous.
Yeah, it's called you're registered. Anything professional that involves a sport of any type of physical aggression that can be used as a weapon or a takedown method procedure, whether it's wrestling or karate, you have to be registered technically by the state in which you live in. And the funniest thing is that you mentioned that is the first time I ever seen two cops walk into somebody's place and walk out and ask for backup was because they saw three sealed samurai swords and a 6-degree black belt awards hanging on the wall. So the cops didn't even attempt to handcuff the guy. They called for backup.
So, but that's the reason why I'm very low key. I love my daughter. I love you. And Doc, do you have any family at all? Any children?
Yeah, I got two boys and a girl. Of course, I haven't seen them in about 20-some years. So. I think they're still around.
Okay.
So.
Well, my wife is very good on finding people, and Doc, if you ever need some dirt dug up on somebody, hell, she's a neighborhood gossip person. You just give her a smartphone and the internet, and she'll find out what you have in your kitchen.
By the way,
okay, what do you think about that? With his father, he was what do you term it, an escort service?
Yeah, so it's called a safety pilot car in the transportation industry, also known as a flag car.
Yeah, Doc, I'll tell you, that's a funny story, too. My daughter comes home and she says, hey, I got an offer to work for my husband and his father's escort service. I blew up. I called up TJ. I says, what's this crap? My daughter's going to be an escort service for your father and you? And he had to calm me down. He says, no, Dad. It's following, what is these overload trucks? Is that what the story is?
Yeah, they're oversized. They call them oversized dimensional loads that exceed a certain parameter width of the trailer and weight in accordance through each state that you pass through. They have funny permitted laws that you have to follow, whether daytime, nighttime driving. So these flag cars are basically there for the public, for the safety, and they call them escort vehicles. So when I named my LLC, I named it TNS for TJ and Sarah's escort service, or it was called TNS Pilot Car Service, but it was basically to keep the public away from the semi-load and or to make them aware of the load to prevent an accident.
Now, see, Mr. West, what I tell you earlier during the broadcast there, don't jump to conclusions.
Are you still there?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch.
Yeah, we were talking to Doc about conclusions and everything. You can tell Doc... he knows about my Parkinson's and how it shakes and everything. I have different wrestlers. I stepped down from announcing at my shows because of my shaking of my my wrist how it is and everything. People think that I'm on drugs, you know, because we're professional wrestlers. Oh, these must be on drugs. You know, it has nothing to do with that. So, hey, it's getting late, guys. I got 2 more minutes on the show. I thank you for calling in tonight, Doc. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm fixing to sign up.
And TJ, thank you for calling in. Okay.
Yeah, not a problem.
Uh-oh, we're getting a warning. You going to be at the show tomorrow, TJ?
I was going to talk to Sarah about that and go from there, so I'll let you know.
Hey, I hate to do this to you. I know your family and everything. I know Sarah's my daughter, okay? But I got to give you a warning. You might be standing.
Come to the show because I will not be there. I will be at 6.
That's Jesse. Yeah, tomorrow you might be standing because we're looking at standing room only tomorrow night. Is that all right with you?
That doesn't bother me.
Okay. Hey, have a nice evening. I'm going to say goodbye to the people. I got about one minute before I get cut off, okay? Have a great evening. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it comes to the end of the Peter West Show. Once again, we had a good doctor. We had TJ Bacon on as a special guest at the end there. Next Saturday night, I'll give you the results of my show in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Hopefully I'll find out what happened to Al Patterson. Ooh, I got about 10 seconds left. Going to try to get Al Patterson on. The medic wants to be on here. The Punishers, they want to be on here. Maybe AJ will come up to the plate. Tell you about his promotions coming up. Maybe, just maybe, don't tell anybody, I'm going to talk to the girls. They're coming into my show tomorrow. Maybe they'll be live. How does that sound? On my show next week, okay? And maybe, just maybe, they've been promising for a long time, the girls from New York City. Like I said, they're kind of tall. Certain things on them are kind of small, okay? But they are the girls from New York City. Hey, for Peter West, for the group, for AJ, for Hazel, for Al Patterson, for the little girl, Miss Sales, Erica Sales, and the rest of the family. Hey, Wrestling World, we'll see you later. This is Peter West signing off. Good night.